Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Rachel Metz. OpenAI is set to unveil yet another artificial intelligence model today. That's expected to launch early next year. But unlike the previous ones, this model is said to be capable of more advanced human-like reasoning than the current version. So Rachel, the first one, we refer to it as 001 in September, and now it's 03?
Yeah, so 01 is the model that's already out. That came out in September. And that is the kind of AI model that does some computation after a person asks it a question, say a math question or something about coding. This is the kind of thing that they're going to be launching a more advanced version of next year, they say.
And what makes it bigger, stronger, faster?
That is an excellent question. Some of that is to be determined. I mean, we had OpenAI talking about it today, and they gave some details about how it has improved, at least according to some early tests, on math and coding in particular. But until people really get it in their hands, it's going to be hard to say how it's better and what it's better at.
Why are they so squirrely about telling you what it can do?
Oh, I think at this point, I mean, some of that is because it hasn't been released yet. I mean, just like any company that's talking about a product before they release it, obviously they're going to keep some of that close to the vest. This is a company that also likes to come up with some surprises. So we might, we might see some more of that as they get closer to launching it. But a thing to keep in mind for this kind of AI model where it's doing this computation, it's sort of mimicking the human process of thinking about something or ruminating on something before pushing it out, before coming up with an answer. This is the kind of thing that is especially good for certain kinds of questions. So I think both the company and people who are using it are still trying to figure out, like, what is this best for? Coding and math and some science-related things are some obvious ones. But other areas, I think we're still trying to figure that one out.
You mentioned in today's article that today caps the 12 days of live stream product events. That's a lot of programming and a
Indeed.
Lot of products, a lot of products that they are, maybe keeping close to the vest, as you mentioned. What else do they do?
What else did they show off during this time?
Yeah.
They went in a bunch of different directions, which I thought was good to give people sort of an array of things for a pretty wide-ranging audience that they have. There were some things that were aimed at consumers. This was sort of in between. This is something that anybody will eventually be able to use, but also is appealing to developers and also people that work on in research, because they want researchers to apply to try this out. They showed off some other things that are more aimed at research in particular and developers specifically, like an API that they spoke about the other day. They also released a version of their AI video model for generating videos called Sora. There was kind of a wide range of things for consumers, developers, people in the creative community, researchers as well.
Without fully knowing what O3's capability is, how does it put them in competition with, like, Google?
So this is a really interesting area where we're expecting to see a lot more development over this year. And we started to see it pop up this past year in 2024. So as we've reported, these companies, OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic in particular, are starting to encounter some obstacles as they try to build bigger and more powerful AI models. And this idea of using some more computation at the end of the process, like after a person asks it a question, this is sort of like a really interesting tactic that they're increasingly using to make these models better and better. And we're going to probably see more and more of this. Google recently rolled out some efforts to that effect. OpenAI, this will be O3, their second model, second and third, I guess you could say, that include these. You know, we're going to see more and more of that to come, I think, from other companies, especially ones that have the deep pockets to build these models.
Rachel, thanks for the reporting and the explanation. That is Bloomberg's Rachel Metz. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.